Here's a thought I'll title Sharp versus Tack Sharp. From my earliest days in photography, I've always understood that lenses are fundamentally more important, more critical to your image making than are cameras. Because after all, cameras are simply a light tight box that allow us to control the ways in which the light enters the camera. But a lens actually touches the light and bends the light to form the image. So a lens is more critical, in my way of thinking, than the camera. So I've always been interested in testing my lenses and knowing exactly how they perform. For years, I've used the PLI lens test chart. I've talked about that in other podcasts, so I won't spend any time on it here. But if you don't have a lens test chart, a good way to tell how tack sharp your lens is to simply photograph some trees, particularly the winter trees that have small little branches up against the sky. If your lens can render that with detail, it's a pretty good lens and probably is going to do just fine in landscape work at least. But the question is, how do you look at that image to determine whether or not those little tiny twigs and branches are rendered with detail? Said another way, how do you look at images on your computer screen to examine them for fine detail? Well, we're probably going to enlarge them, affectionately known in the photographic world as pixel peeping, and we're going to take a look at all of those individual pixels at a magnified level. So how magnified should you be? There are some people who say that you should look at your images at 100%. That way every pixel is being rendered on your screen at 100% and you can see them pixel for pixel. And that's been Adobe's recommendation, for example, for sharpening images since the introduction of Photoshop. I'm not so sure that's the best method to really look at your lenses, however, and determine whether or not they are tack sharp or merely sharp. I much prefer to do a critical analysis of my images at 200% magnification. If I go beyond that, I find that I start getting pixelization artifacts, those little blocky squares that make it confusing for how the image is being rendered and what it's likely to render in a print. But viewing at 200% is definitely usable for determining whether or not your lens goes that extra degree of sharpness that really renders the fine detail exquisitely. No one is ever going to look at your image with that degree of magnification. I don't even look at my own images once I've printed them with that degree of magnification. I can get reasonably close and look at them at what I characterize as nose print distance, but nobody functionally does that. So it's not a way to really judge the quality of the image, but it is a good way to judge the quality of the lens and its ability to render fine detail. So a 200% audit seems appropriate to me, particularly when you buy a new lens and you're finding out whether or not you want to keep the lens or if you got a good copy or not. So there's every reason to look at your images at 200% for that purpose. But there's one more variable we need to take into account when we do this audit of our lenses, and that is, do we apply sharpening and or texture when we look at those test images? Because we're obviously going to apply sharpening and maybe some texture in the real world when we're producing our real images, so it makes sense to me to go ahead and apply your normal sharpening and your normal texture and maybe even your normal clarity when you go to look at those images and see how tack sharp or not the fine details are rendered. It doesn't really help to look at a lens not using the tools and techniques that you would normally use in the processing of a print. So assuming that you sharpen, assuming that you occasionally use texture, maybe you use it all the time, and possibly even clarity, you should use those tools when you're making judgments about your lens and its ability to render detail.
Copyright 2025, Lenswork Publishing.